favor? Thank you, Mr. Simmons, for being here, and thank everybody for coming. The 13 members on our supervisory commissioners, five of us have been working very closely on these issues, Brown Act concerns. I know you don't have that, but. And so I really appreciate all the rest of the supervisors being here today to, you know, get them more immersed in this. I want to thank my board for how much attention they're paying to this and how they understand that this is the cash register of Modoc County space and how important it is to, you know, for us to succeed here. My question is this, at least on our agenda, is a consideration action, possible direction. Do you have, what would you recommend that we do as supervisors and commissioners to do more than we're doing now, or?
Well, it would be a lot to ask you to do more than you're doing now. But I do hope that in interactions with the administration, not only, and everybody, not only do you continue with your theme that, there's potentially an opportunity here to solve problems, but we have to have a plan that's based on solving problems, not just based on spending money. In addition to that message, which is being heard, I do hope that you can support the notion of let's make the project, we've got a role to play, the project is responsible for its own share of issues, but no more and no less. There's a bad message as part of it. I've heard us say this to the secretary when she visited. And secondly, it's not going to get better by just hoping it gets better and just putting people in the same place. People have to be meaningfully incentivized, and it can't be artificial. Those genuine relationships have to emerge, but they can if you get invested in one another's success. Right now, parties in the basin are not invested in one another's success.
Supervisor Cook.
I was struck by your comment that the project is being dictated on lake levels and CFS down the river, not necessarily on what would cause harm to listed species. Zooming out a little bit to other reclamation projects around the nation that may have a listed species or multiple listed species. Are others experiencing the same type of management? And if not, what has gotten us to this point where it's potential harm of a species is not even looked at, it's strictly an elevation number.
It's really kind of a case-by-case situation with reclamation projects. If you look at the Central Valley project, they have a lot of the similar problems. I mean, it's just so very different in so many ways in terms of how that's operated. But I know there's great frustration here with a lot of regulation and no success. And one of the projects where they actually kind of do it in a way that I would say is straightforward in the way you're supposed to do it is our neighbor over here, the Rogue River Basin project. But actually kind of follow what I've understood to be the approach where you look at your impacts and it's not your burden to solve all the problems in the world. I think they do actually take that approach. Ironically, you know, there are three Bureau of Reclamation projects in the Klamath Basin. One is the Trinity River Division of the Central Valley Project, which sends water to the Central Valley. One is the Klamath Project, and one is the Rogue River Division of the Rogue River Project, which sends water over to that basin. The Rogue River is in a different region of the Bureau of Reclamation. We're in the mid-Pacific region of the Rogue River, in the Pacific Northwest region. And at least for that project, I think they do it right. CDP is a mess. Ours is a bitch.
Then, Murat?
Yes.
Commissioner DeGroote?
Thank you, Chair. First, I would ask, I know Commissioner Minty is on virtually. Is she able to speak? Do you have anything to share with us, Commissioner, or have any questions? While she's maybe trying to connect.
Battery 100%.
Hopefully people can hear me.
Yep.
You good, Cal? So Mr. Simmons, we've been at this for a lot of years now. Gosh, you know, I've only been at it for six. And a lot of folks in the room have been at it for decades. And I've been trying to figure out all the... There's 4130 this, 4130 that. 4139.2 is a new one. Where did that number come from? Have I seen this number before? Because I don't recognize the number. And so that's a question I just...
The only answer that I have is that it's what the plaintiffs requested that the court order in the litigation now pending in the Northern District of California. And I don't know how they came up with the 4139.2, which is something that we made a point of with the court. I don't know, you know, what's the math, so to speak. And the plan they saw Friday doesn't show the math. The first time anyone ever heard of 4139.2 is in a motion for a preliminary injunction. And as I say, candidly, that was going to be denied, but it's now being required.
And so now there's another number we're going to have to remember every year is what I'm hearing. And I don't know if that's the case or not, but I think we should probably get the answer to that question. It seems like I feel like sometimes I know less today than I did 6 years ago, so I'm constantly confused about how things change every year and how we try to come up with a different plan every year. So you'll forgive me, I get a little bit confused. I don't understand why, because everything just feels like a lot of best guesses. Is there better answers that we're getting other than this is what we think now? I mean, it just, the target seems to be continually moving, and I don't understand how that happens.
I believe there's a heavier policy influence on this than I would like to see in terms of just the battle over water for water's sake. Again, that's my opinion.
Okay. I appreciate that. You know, I think at the end of the day, what it gets down to is we're going to be dealing with a lot of best guesses until we come to some type of an agreement in the basin, right? And really, and I've heard kind of mentioned by a couple of my colleagues up here, and I'll just flat out say settlement is what's necessary in order for us to bring some stability to the basin. And hopefully we can start working towards that. Because otherwise, I don't understand year to year how we develop a plan that doesn't follow the plan from the previous year or the one before that.
If I could add, I don't want to argue about how much barred fish need ever again in my life. I want to make an agreement with someone where they're happy, I'm happy, we walk away. I don't care. If they can make their own judgments. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're fighting about water, not about interests.
It just doesn't make sense. That's all I have to.
Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Always interesting, as always.
Thank you all so much for your time. And I should report, notwithstanding the earlier mention of the Brown Act, that with the entrance of Scott Soyes, all five members of the Tule Lake Irrigation District Board of Directors are here.
Thank you. Okay, item 4B, County Administration. Elizabeth.
Working on, so I'll just introduce it pretty simply and let the tri-counties take on the discussion, and then if there's any direction that the three boards want to give or provide, we will certainly take that. So over the last couple of years, the tri-counties group has been really engaging in the bipartisan infrastructure law funding, and we saw that funding, which was $147 million for the Klamath watershed over a number of years. We saw that as an opportunity to resolve a lot of these issues. However, what has been frustrating is that there has been no plan about how this brings resolution to the watershed. And I'm going to try not to pilfer too much from Commissioner DeGroote's presentation at Klamath Water Users a few weeks back. But the Tri-Counties has been reaching out to any agency folks will listen to us, have been sending letters, have been trying to engage with tribes, have asked for an advisory committee to come together that would be encompassed of the counties, the three counties, and then also including Del Norte and Humboldt counties, and then also all of the local tribes that would form an advisory committee of how to best spend this money for the overall benefit of the entire watershed, with the end goal in mind that we just want to resolve the conflict. At the end of the day, we can say this money was spent and this is what it resulted in. I think a lot of times I've seen it, while we appreciate state and federal funding, at the end of the day, how do you quantify the benefits? And this is a lot of money. You probably won't see this kind of money again for a long time. So how do we have a result of quantifiable benefits? And the way that it's being approached in our minds right now is not resulting in that. So in 2022, the Tri-County sent a letter to the two other counties not a part of this group, and then the local tribes or the tribes within the Klamath watershed asking to develop this advisory committee. We did receive responses, positive responses, from some of the folks that we reached out to. We didn't receive responses from all. So we recently reached out to Secretary Howland and asked her to assist us in pulling the rest of the group together with, again, just the end goal in mind that we want this money to be spent. At the end of the day, we can say it solved X, Y, and Z, and that there's more local control on how this funding is spent. We are hoping to have a meeting of all those entities that we asked to be on the advisory committee in the first week in June. I don't believe we've heard anything from Secretary Howland's office as of yet. We hope to hear something, you know, soon and maybe following this meeting. But with that in mind, we just wanted to take the opportunity to discuss more broadly what the Tri-Counties has been doing in regards to the infrastructure funding with all three boards. And so I'll turn it over to the Tri-Counties members, and of course I'm happy to take any questions you guys might have.
Okay, let's start with Siskiyou County. Michael, anything?
Well, for many of you that may not know, as Ms. Nielsen has explained, we've been begging at the point of trying to put together this advisory committee that would actually end conflict, bring resolve and solutions to the region with the amount of money that's on the table. Unfortunately, the response has been fairly much crickets, and it's disappointing because you have three county government entities willingly stepping up to try and work together with whoever will come to the table to try to spend this money in a way that ends conflict. But even when Secretary Howland was here, we made the proposal of don't fund unless there's agreement between ag and tribes on how it should be spent. That way work will get done, but just to cut the check on a project just because it's a good project or not doesn't fix what we all are facing even yet today. So I'll leave it at that.
Supervisor Chris, anything?
Just as for everyone knows, who was the letter sent to, Ms. Nielsen?
The most recent one?
That's the more recent, the invited parties.
Okay. So it was sent to Del Norte County, Humboldt County, the Klamath Tribes, the Yurok Tribe, Karuk Tribe, Shasta Nation, Modoc Nation, I believe that's it.
The ones that responded?
We received responses from Del Norte County, the Shasta Nation, and the Modoc Tribe.
Right. I just wanted to recognize there's a representative here from the Modoc Nation who's here. We really appreciate it. Everyone that did respond.
In June. I didn't do anything about that yet.
Okay. But no, we appreciate everyone that did respond. Try to get everyone on the same table. So I'll stop there.
Supervisor Ogden, anything?
I'll defer.
Turn it over to Modoc County.
Supervisor Byrne. Yes, thank you. So our message has been, you know, this is what's stole the sprays from somebody probably in the room. We don't want any more random acts of conservation. We want anything this money is spent on to resolve conflict and make the basin more sustainable. We gave them that message before they put the money out last year, and it's too late. We're going to help. We're going to go that way next year, but it's too late. We need to get this money out. So now we see the list of projects. I'm sure a lot of you have seen them, and there's not a lot on there that does either of those things. We said quit spending on studies, quit spending it on, you know, buildings that don't do anything, all this kind of stuff, and start spending on things that actually, projects on the ground that are going to work. And so I think our message as three counties, the people in this room, needs to be to them, no, these, you can't do the projects this year like you did last year. You can't just throw out money there just to, you know, appease people. It's got to resolve conflict, and it's got to make the basin more sustainable. So I think we need to, this is an action item, we get to that part, but I think we need to sign a letter as all three boards reiterating that and saying, you know, maybe we don't have to fund any projects. There's no timeline. The projects that are funded need to have agreements, and we need to use that advisory committee to try to get there.
Supervisor Coe, Modoc County.
So I kind of look at this as $162 million worth of seed. We've got a bucket of barley seed and a bucket of seed potatoes and some alfalfa seed. And unfortunately right now, it's all just getting put into a mix master and spread out on the field. And in the end of the year, we have nothing. Our ask as the Tri-Counties has been, let's plan to utilize this tremendous opportunity that we have to come up with a list of good projects that work together towards solving the conflict that the entire watershed is currently in.
Yeah. Commissioner?
Thank you. So I won't soapbox on this one again. People have heard me plenty about it. We've been asked as the Tri-Counties. Well, let me back up. So the first thing I want to say is thank you to the Board of Supervisors from both Siskiyou and MoDoc counties, providing an opportunity for your colleagues to work together with myself. And of course, thank you to Commissioner Minty and Commissioner Hensley. They've given me just a whole lot of rope, and hopefully I don't do the wrong things with that, to be able to take action and try to advocate on behalf of our communities and with just a great amount of support. A lot of letters that we've been able to send out, things that we've been trying to do to try to advocate for our communities, and that's not possible without great boards behind us giving us the opportunity to do that. So thank you to all of you. When it comes to this funding, we've been pushing pretty hard, and I've been extraordinarily vocal, I think all of us have been, about how these dollars cannot be wasted. This is a generational opportunity to try to bring this community back together and try to end, or at least put us on a path towards ending conflict in the basin. When it comes to water deliveries. I did, when we had the initial list of projects that were going to be, or that were submitted, come out to us a couple of, was that about a week ago, a week and a half ago? Last week I was able to make some phone calls, and I don't know, I don't want to mess up. So if I, procedurally, if I start making some mistakes, because California and Oregon, we do things just a little bit differently when we run our meetings. So procedurally, if I start stumbling, please call me out and tell me I'm not allowed to do this. But I did have an opportunity to talk to Matt Vaughn, fairly lengthy conversation on Friday. I believe it was Friday. And thank you for all being patient with me as I become somewhat animated sometimes over the phone, and I am a sailor at heart, and sometimes I talk like one, so I apologize. I don't know if it's appropriate. Would it be appropriate to give Matt an opportunity to talk a little bit about our conversation and things that you're willing to do to work with us on this funding to slow it down and not, I won't soapbox, but a lot of times it feels like we're handing out the money like Oprah, right? You get a building, you get a building, you get a study, you get a study, and that just needs to stop. So I don't know if you need to go up or if you need to do it from here, but maybe a little bit about if you can share what you're willing to do to work with us on these funds.
Yeah, please let the dice.
Commissioner, Supervisors, my name is Matt Bond with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I work out of the Wairika Fish and Wildlife Office. So I appreciate the invitation, Elizabeth, to come today. And to echo some of the things, I agree with everything you guys said. We want to get it right. We don't want to squander the fund. We want to find that suite of projects that are going to actually solve the problems. Our process this year has been one where we ask pre-proposals. And so if we get a bunch of great pre-proposals, we'll ask for a full proposal. If we don't get a bunch of great pre-proposals, that's the end of the line for this project. In terms of slowing the process down, I mean, we're happy to go as slow as possible, as fast as necessary, to get this community back together again. There are some interesting projects we're gonna take a good hard look at. Part of our process was to share that information with the counties, with state agencies and others, so we could get their opinions on it. If you all think there are no projects worthy of our funds, we wanna hear that. We also wanna hear which projects you like and which projects have the potential to solve problems. These are just pre-proposals, right? We have the chance to refine these proposals into something that really works, and we want to work with you on that. So if it takes time to get this right, let's take the time it takes to get it right.
Matt, as you and I discussed, when I got the list, I took a look at it. Most of it's trying to be nice. It's mostly garbage, right? So there's not a lot of substance there on that list. And there may be a couple of projects that have the ability to build some consensus within our community on stuff that actually would achieve some good and potentially bring stakeholders together towards some type of agreement. As we look towards that, you and I tossed around a couple of ideas, one of which identifying who those key folks are and having a requirement that a certain percentage of them would either write a letter of support or be in agreement. Have you had an opportunity? I know, what, we talked on Friday, now it's Monday, and I did it. but do you have additional thoughts on that, on how we can build, if not what we're just flat out asking for, which is an advisory committee, some other way to build broad consensus on some of these projects?
Yeah, it's an intriguing idea that you raised to me, Chairman. I've given a little bit of thought. I mean, this is one of the things where, you know, if there's a better process out there, there probably is, and it probably requires a lot of communities coming together and agreeing on that process. But let's go for it, and let's see what it looks like. At the same time, we don't want to belabor. I mean, KBRA took a number of years to put together, right? I don't think we have a number of years for some communities in this basin. I know we want to work fast. We want to be contributors to some basin-wide solution. So we want to take a good look at those ideas. We invite ideas from everywhere in the basin. But as local governments, we respect your standing in the community. We want your support for these projects today. So let's get the best and brightest ideas out there.
And I would just emphasize, you know, the position of the three counties in our letters has been building consensus and some type of a plan that puts us on the path towards ending conflict in the basin. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm just going to speak for myself, right? The money and what it's spent on I care less about than I do about getting us on a path towards a plan that ends the conflict, the plan towards a settlement. You can take the money and throw it on my picture for all I care, as long as whatever, you know, that action got us closer to a settlement, got us closer towards bringing our communities together and ending the conflicts. So as we look and we identify these projects, what's more important, and please shout me down if I'm misspeaking, what's more important to the counties is bringing people together with these dollars and leveraging it in order to do that than it is about the actual projects or the success of the projects.
Okay, where would the joint board like to go with this?
Michael? Well, Mr. Bond, yeah. Still up there. With regard to the county's support for a project, and is there a way, even if we can't get this advisory committee as we've, you know, been advocating for, can't we at least weigh in on the projects in a fashion that, because there, you know, it could be a great tribal project that we can build upon and use that as a potential for ending conflict. But when this money rolled out initially, I think that the mission statement that the three counties heard was that this money was to unite the basin. And I think that fact alone should be directing how these funds are uniting the basin versus creating more well, I don't want to use conflict, but in some places it can. So how do we get there to where we're using those funds in a productive way and that we can weigh in on a, I don't want to call it a veto power, but something that says we can get behind this one. Please fund this project.
I mean, I think for this year you've been given, if you don't have it, I'm happy to email it to you. I'm happy to give a list of all 43 proposals that we've received this year. You have a top two, a top five. Let us know what that is. If the counties can get together and say, these are the projects we like, or if there are no projects, that's still valuable information for us. But I think, you know, having some ability to co-develop projects with parties in the basin and having a forum, maybe that's where we go in the future. So if there's, there's ideas around that, that would be helpful too. I'm envisioning some kind of a workshop that Fish and Wildlife could sponsor. For example, people who have the ideas can come to that workshop, refine those projects, and see if anything flies out. That might be one way to achieve that kind of collaboration. But like I said, we're open to these ideas, and we would love to kind of keep this dialogue going. Because we don't want solutions from Washington or Sacramento or Salem or courtrooms in Portland or San Francisco. We want solutions from the base. You guys are closest to the communities. Tribes are very close to their communities. We think putting those two things together can really get us on the right path of ending conflicts.
I could see we're having an open house or something. You need public input ahead of the curve instead of after the fact. Right, I think so. I think we're a little late to the party just the way it's playing out now. But I like the idea of like maybe an ad hoc instead of you got the next season coming up.
Right.
You got an allocation of money. What projects do you folks see out there that we need? And so before it gets to a drawing board, something way out there has no significance, because I think ending conflict is the ultimate goal. We're willing to get behind projects that have meaning. It's got to be measurable what happens at the outcome. Because there is this once an opportunity to take advantage of the money, so
I think that's great.
That would be my input. Back to Modoc.
So the money hasn't been allocated yet.
No.
We're not really too late. So I think, is there any reason U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can't require that these projects go before, you know, the government advisory committee we're asking for, or a RAC or something, where, you know, they have to be approved by a majority of the group? Is there any reason you can't put that in place right now?
I'm not equipped to answer that question.
I mean, that's what we've been asking for, and I think it would get the parties to the table. It would get, we had to build consensus amongst the rest of everybody, and you'd get better projects that would be more successful in the long run. That's all.
appreciate that thought. I just don't know the possibility of that.
So who would?
It sounds like there's a letter to Secretary Holland. That's probably the level that
I do like the idea, because I have not seen the 43 projects, that it gets out to the boards and we can weigh in on ones that we see that we'd be very supportive of. I think that would have value. I disagree with you, Supervisor Byrne. I think when we add about going to these different boards, it adds a layer of bureaucracy. For right now, I'm thinking moving forward, we do want to do what you're saying, get ahead of the curve, as I framed it. So.
But in response, I would just say that there is not a timeline on this money to be spent. So the Tri-Counties, the advisory group has been saying, is slow it down and let's make sure we don't just spend the money on wasteful things that don't.
The value of my dollar is going down daily, so I want to get that money out as soon as possible. Because, you know, we have, you know, the way the weather is, I mean, this, I don't want to get into an argument here, but,
yeah.
You know, we need to get it out there right away. I want to see projects on the ground that's going to help end conflict down the line. So the sooner we get it going, I think, is to my advantage, that's how I see it. So anyways, where does the joint boards want to go with this?
So,
Michael?
I think that what we should probably consider is, just as Mr. Bond has just indicated, well, let's look at the projects. Mm-hmm. And the three counties come up with
weigh in
the sense of, if there's none, then let's make that known. If there's some, let's make that known. And maybe it's the top three or top five. But that way we'll see, it'll be kind of testing the waters yet again in year two and see where we get.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it. Supervisor Chris?
To add to it, what Supervisor Cops have brought up, I know Del Norte County had responded, as well as the Modox and Shastas. It might be good to bring him in on that conversation to help rank some of those.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see the list first, mm-hmm. And then determine if we have anything we can really work with, and then invite tribal consultation and back to the three boards to make a determination if we have something to work with.
So from Siskiyou County's point, Elizabeth, I would say make sure we get the list, get it on a board agenda, or however we want to vet that. And that would allow the other entities to figure out how they want to handle that.
Sounds good. We'll do it.
Okay. Anyone else want to, anything else on the subject? Mora?
Anything from Mora County?
Do we want to send a letter to the secretary to try and get some structure for years 3, 4, and 5 so that we're not just throwing the money into the wind consistently?
I'd be supportive of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And this would be from all three boards, not just the tri-counties,
yeah.
Correct?
Through the chairs.
So procedurally, Madam Chair, do we need a motion stating that from each of the counties?
Yes.
I would move that Modoc Board of Supervisors join with the supervisors of Siskiyou County and the commissioners of Klamath County in sending a letter to the Secretary of Interior requesting going forward the PIL funds be reviewed by local government structure, including counties and tribes.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any public comment? Any further discussion from the board? There being none, Modoc County Clerk of the Board, please call the roll.
Supervisor Byrne?
Aye.
Supervisor Cavasso?
Aye.
Supervisor Ho?
Aye.
Supervisor Starr?
Aye.
Supervisor Rhodes?
Aye. Motion carried.
Siskiyou County, anything?
I really liked the way that was worded, so I'm not going to repeat it. But we'd like to make the same motion. And also, it's nothing that needs to be wordsmithed to death, but as long as it's along the lines of what Supervisor Coe brought up, so we can get it out quickly rather than back and forth through procedures. Do the letter. So I'll make the same motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Got that, Wendy?
Yep.
And that's Commissioner Group?
Help. Correct.
Commissioner Minty, you on?
We have recognition for stuff.
100%.
What's that?
She said yes.
I would make a motion to the same.
Okay, we'll count that as good.
Seconded. All those in favor, well, actually, we'll do this. Those opposed, please say nay. Motion passes.
Chair, Mr. Bond, is there a timeline for a letter with regard to this year's proposal? Give us a deadline.
How about 4 weeks, maybe?
Sure. Perfect.
Thank you.
June 15th? I don't know. Does that sound okay?
June 15th?
I could be a Sunday or Saturday.
It's a little close. We'll have one board meeting in that time. Okay.
All right, let's move
Chair
on Dolan, to...
Quayle, would it be possible to take about 5 minute break?
Sure, 5 minute break.
For the record, she said...